Good morning, everyone. Verb, and welcome to a special little quick take of the ADS podcast, minus the D and the S and Levi. It is Wednesday morning, November 15th. I want to apologize for the impromptu recording. I didn't want to leave the other fellas out, but just coming off of a big. I'm not even going to call it a big win for our Timberwolves, and just a reminder to the listening audience that again, this is not a podcast, but after last night's Wolves game against the Golden State Warriors. A lot of chat back and forth between myself and fans across the social platforms, and I'm hearing a lot of the same rhetoric, which is not bad. Again, the Wolves off to a hot start, 7-2. We've been talking about Ant for seasons. There's nothing new to us. On the show, we've talked about us being Wolves fans and how difficult it's been over these past seasons. Even when they do good, we always do seem to be let down. So now here we are, early in the season. Again, Wolves are 7-2. Come off of I'm going to say is an impressive win against the Golden State Warriors last night. Come from behind for most, most of the game. They did that against a team without arguably the greatest shooter of all time, Steph Curry, out with an injury. Knucklehead Draymond Green gets himself and future Hall of Fame teammate Klay Thompson ejected. Minute and 37 minutes into the game. So, the Warriors were not playing full strength. Granted, neither were the Timberwolves. We lost Jade McDaniels early with the skirmish. But again, if this Wolves team is as good as we need them to be, they would have rebounded fine without McDaniels. They trailed most of the game. They gave up 23 points to some guy named Podseismic. And ultimately just had their struggles against a team who is below their level. Simply just could not take care of the basketball. I don't know the exact stat, but we're talking 19-plus turnovers, leading to a 22-point differential. They basically gave them 22 points only for us to win by 3. Again, yes, a win is a win. As ugly as it was, I'm happy that they won. But this is what I was trying to get to everyone last night when I was saying, I'm not satisfied with this. Again, this is a game that the Wolves could and should have won by double digits, which would have made a difference because this was one of the in-season tournament games where the point differential does and would play in our favor. If it came down to a tiebreaker, so we win by 3 versus winning by 12, is it all that necessarily a W? Had we played the way we can play and not played down to below even the Warrior standards, we would have had a comfortable lead. Guys like Ant and Cat, who I will address on another podcast with the rest of the crew. Mike Conley, who's not a spring chicken anymore. These guys could have gotten rest. And we could have gotten some guys off the bench to get some burn, to get some of their reps in, so they're ready for, you know, to play for us if they need to step up and fill in when and if Cat gets in foul trouble in April, May, and June. If Jaden loses his temper and gets tossed out of another game, or if we just need someone to step up because someone's having an off night. These guys getting burned would have been nice now, this time of year. When, yes, the wins count, but we need wins in April, May, and June. We are 9 games into the season. We have 73 left. We got a long season to go. So, yes, we win last night. We've got another game tonight on the road against the Suns in the Valley. And look, the Suns have been struggling. Like, they need a win. They want a win. How good would it feel for them to get a win against, right now, the hottest team in the league? That's going to boost their confidence. Of course, Suns got Kevin Durant, Devin Booker back. That's not going to be an easy match. And again, here we are coming off of a dogfight against a team definitely below our talent level, missing 3 stars in a game that we could have gotten some of our guys some rest. They got to do better. I need them to see this, these gaps where they're falling short, even when they're coming up smelling like roses, because we are just getting the seeds planted. We can't sit here and reap the benefits of this full-grown garden if we're not going to water the seeds that we are planting. We need growth. I don't know, that's my take on it. Again, I had to get that off my chest. And I'm going to apologize for the background noise. I am on my way to work right now, because this is still just a passion of mine, and I'm not getting paid to do these podcasts or talk to y'all and give you my hot takes. But yeah. So if I do put this out, again, thank you everyone for listening. New episode coming soon. Shout out to Dumb, shout out to C-Pon, shout out to Levi, shout out to all the listeners. And y'all take care of yourselves. And again, thanks for checking in. Peace.